Laura was an amazing communicator, a journalist, and with her life on the line, she didn't waste a single word, if only she had been talking to the right person. Laura's cell phone call was routed to a regional 911 operator. The operator, sitting in a Massachusetts State Police Operations Center, some 18 miles away, was merely a call screener who couldn't send help. When Laura finished speaking, the operator told her to stay on the line as she connected Laura to the local police. When the police picked up, a new operator asked her to explain all over again what her emergency was, but by then, she could barely speak. "She's outside of the Somerville Hospital," said the regional operator, jumping in. "She's having an asthma attack. She can't get into the hospital." It should have been so easy for the two operators to locate Laura, since both had her cell number. A satellite ping of her GPS coordinates provided by her carrier would make Laura a digital dot on the computer screen maps. But as can be the case with cell phone 911 calls, her location on the screens was wrong. When you use an app involving your location, your phone constantly transmits where you are like a homing beacon. But when you make a 911 call, that doesn't happen. Instead, a satellite must be pinged, and that information is integrated with other bits of data to trace where you're calling from, a more complex and often inexact process. Laura's ping registered at 68 Tower Street, a street corner some 200 feet from the hospital's front door. Somerville's police dispatcher asked Laura to clarify where she was. "Ma'am, where are you located there? You're the one. You're at 230 Highland Avenue, right?" "That's the hospital's official mailing address, on a completely different side of the building, but it was the only address the dispatcher had. I would have been the perfect moment for the original 911 operator to have relayed more information, such as the fact that Laura twice said she was outside the emergency room, or that she twice said she was dying, but that operator had already hung up." In the 911 tape, you hear Laura's voice again. "I'm outside," she starts to say, before struggling to make another sound. "It is 4:25 a.m. and 36 seconds. It is the last time Laura speaks. It was the moment her life hinged upon. Within a minute or so, her heart would stop beating and oxygen would stop going to her brain. On the surveillance video, about 30 seconds later, Laura slumps on the stone bench, her arms falling to her sides.